Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection, and I'm very excited to speak to you today. We had a little technical snafu last week, so I brought the fantastic Marilyn Subtle back to talk about her new book, which is being released this week. So our subject today, number one, Marilyn's a best-selling author, so I'm thrilled to have her on Conscious Connection. And we're talking about creative ways to lower your stress while growing customer loyalty today. So, you know, she taps into our creative side to find new and rewarding ways to create positive experience with customers and coworkers. This lowers stress and raises resilience. It helps explore your thoughts and ideas and experiences with artistic outlets that can cause dramatic improvements in confidence, creative problem solving, and customer loyalty. Marilyn is just fabulous. She's the founder of Subtle Shifts, S-U-T-T-L-E, and she's a dear friend from the Detroit metro area. And let me get her on the line here.
Hey,
well, Marilyn,
hi, Gary.
There. Hey, wonderful to connect. Sorry for the technical snafu last week, but I'm thrilled you're on Conscious Connection today. And
oh,
it's
I'm
always
so glad
a
to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to always talk with you, and you're an innovator and a sweetheart. And, well, your new book's coming out this week, Color Their World. So where would you like to start?
Oh, well, let's start with our listeners. You know, I think yes. that there's probably not a single person listening who hasn't had a moment where it's 3 o'clock in the morning, they're sound asleep, and then pop, their eyes open up, right? And they're thinking
yes.
about, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow? Oh, how am I going to have that conversation? Ugh, I want to stay in bed. You've never done that, have you, Gary?
Oh, always, always.
And so, you know, I work with a lot of, you know, business owners and a lot of employees who their jobs are to make other people happy, is to, you know, get their customers to keep coming back, or they are speakers or writers who want to excel and be brought back over and over again. And then there's these
mm-hmm.
things that happen that get in the way.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
So why is creativity a secret weapon to making challenging work situations feel more like play?
Well, that's just the thing, is we as a society, we value logic and not so much
yes.
the creative side, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you probably see them in your constellations all the time, where we get
yes.
so caught up in our shoulds and have-tos and unwritten rules that we live by, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then we've got these geniuses like, you know, Einstein, who talked about how it was his creativity that created all these inventions. Or, you know, you hear, how do songwriters write these amazing songs? They use their creativity. And how do dancers create these beautiful moves? It's creativity. And
mm-hmm.
you think, well, that's for them. That's for those special people. That's not for
mm-hmm.
us. And
mm-hmm.
I think that we're all human, and we all have that capacity. And so I just love helping people tap into that creative part, because that's where the stress goes away, relief floods in, and
you still there?
Ideas just spark. Yep. Oh, can you hear me?
Marilyn,
you
are you still
me?
There? It's Gary.
I am. Can you hear me? Yes, I am.
Hey, Gary, can you hear me? Gary, hello.
Hello.
Oh, I am here. I'm here.
Yeah. Okay, you
can
cut off for a second. I'm sorry. You said help people tap in, and then it just went blank after that. Tap into what?
Wow, that's kind of cosmic, isn't it? It's, what is it that we have to tap into? Isn't that the question? It's like, how do I tap in?
Well, we definitely are tapping into Mercury retrograde, that's for sure.
Right. I mean, it's just almost perfect that just happened, because
I know,
we don't know.
Totally cut
right?
out some dead silence. So hopefully we'll pick up speed here. No worries, no worries. It is what it is.
Yeah, so you can hear me okay now?
In your new book, you use sentence stems and images to color each page of your new book. Can you tell us about that, A Conscious Connection, so our listeners will get a picture in their mind's eye of what your new project is, Color Their World?
Okay, yeah. So each page has a sentence starter that gets you to realize how smart you already are, or it gets you to, you know, unleash some new ideas. Like, one of the sentence starters might be, one way I say no and keep customers happy is, it's like, oh, how do you do that? But then you start thinking, I might say, well, here's what I can do instead of what I can't do. Like, there's all these
right.
things that you probably do and you don't realize you do.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a page that says, you know, one of the best customer service advices, or I'm not saying it right, but the best advice I ever got to be successful was. And then imagine you're sitting at a table with your coworkers, and you each share that moment that you got this amazing advice, and that could do more good for a team than having to sit there for an hour listening to a talking head at the front of the room.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah. So each page helps you awaken that part of your creative mind to either realize, oh, my gosh, I really got this. I really know this. Or, I wonder. So while you're coloring the page, your mind is focused on wondering about that, which is so much better than having it focus on problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, do you find people will do this in their free time and just to examine, say, the subconscious dynamics that are going on, you know, regarding their work or other things that are happening in their life?
Well, that's the beauty of it, is that a lot of people already use coloring books to de-stress and just let their minds wander away from the problem and get creative. But this one also lets you do it in meetings. Like, you could do this as a team, pick a page. You know, I've had people tell me they're taking the pages and have everyone color and then doing a coloring contest and giving prizes and then having everybody share their answers. So one might be one way I create a positive first impression is, and now they're all sharing things and they're learning from each other. And at the same time, they're getting prizes and having fun and being creative. It's just really fun.
Yeah. And now how does this, now this is a stretch a little bit, but how does the new book, Color Their World, The Art of Creating Strong Customer Loyalty, inspire people to care about difficult customers or coworkers? There's a challenge. I'm excited to hear about that.
Right, because what we typically do is we hate them, or we try to avoid them, or we go home and complain about them to the people that our poor family has to sit there and listen to it. And so what this book does is it helps you tap into how you can turn a difficult customer into a fan, how just a little phrasing from you or a little care from you can make that customer go, oh, this person is really here to help me. And so the questions are crafted to help you see that, so that by the time you're done, you're thinking, geez, I'm amazing. Bring them on. Because you start to feel really good.
Right. So it builds internal self-confidence, you would say?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's really important, because it can be devastating to some of us to have somebody, you know, get really mad and in your face, especially, you know, I think the millennials coming up don't have that face-to-face experience the way that, you know, some of us in my age group have, and managers tell me it's like they freeze, they don't know what to do in the face of this angry person, right?
Well, it sounds like you're going to have to invent an app just for the millennials.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Well, I also would do an app for the baby boomers to discover how wonderful millennials are, because I think they are such a gift and have so much enthusiasm, so much talent, and we need to kind of marry the two so that there's synergy and understanding.
After all, they are the future, so we better get on board pretty fast.
Right, yeah. I don't tolerate, you know, I've worked with entrepreneurs or like, hey, there's young people. It's like, oh, man, we've got to talk. Because there's value there. I mean, it's all learning, right?
Yeah, oh, we all are every day, and that's what keeps us young. So we never can think we know it all. It's best to just be open so we can receive, because everything changes every minute of every day. And even at my old age, I find just keeping a blank slate, then you're just struck by the wonder of everything. And now, have you tested this out in the field? What have been some of the business owners' response with this? Or where it's just coming out this week, it hasn't been kind of beta tested yet? Or what kind of response did you get if you did beta test it?
Well, here's what I did. I went to some of my best clients before the book came out, while I was creating it, and I asked them for their time, and we, you know, sat down together, and I shared the sentence starters that I'd created, and I said, you know, how would your staff respond to these? And there were some that they said, oh, no, they wouldn't like that, or some of them was like, oh, my gosh, that would be great. And then they gave me some. So it was a real collaborative. I wanted to work with real companies that had real staff, you know, who are dealing with these challenging customer service situations. So they were crafted by clients of mine that would then benefit from it. So, and it was wonderful. The other day I was speaking at, actually it was an accounting firm, and I brought some of the early copies as prizes for discussion. And one of the women who runs the call center, she just couldn't stop turning the pages. She just couldn't stop looking at it, going, oh my gosh, you know, because it's not out there. There's coloring books out there. There's customer service training guides out there, but there's nothing that makes it fun to learn and grow and reinforce, you know. So this is new.
Mm-hmm. And how did they like? Did they let any employees do it just to get feedback? Did they do it themselves so they could see that it was an innovative process that opened them up to new dimensions?
Yeah, it was them doing it themselves, and then I had one. I had one client say, "I want 100 of these." And then I was talking to another lady who runs a call center, and she said, "I have 1,000 employees, and they could all benefit from this." So I'm like, "Oh, I think I struck on something good here. This is something
And that makes a bestseller too."
right, exactly. And you know, it used to be I was very, very focused on bestseller, but now at this point, I'm very, very focused on. And I was focused on value before, but, I mean, this time it's really important to me. Maybe it's because this is my third book. Maybe it's because I've been in the field for so long. But the work I do now, if it doesn't make a difference, I don't want to do it. And that's why I created it, because it's not out there. And it's something that could just really help. You know, they say there's a saying where authorship is ownership. So sometimes your team knows more than you as a boss or manager. So this lets them speak it. It lets them own it. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, one thing I want to ask you is, you believe that when you laugh, you learn, and can people, even business owners or corporate people, bring more fun into the workplace for their employees?
Well, that's what the best companies do, and it's in some industries, they just can't even understand. What do you mean, fun? And I'll have a whole room full of people, and I'll say, what do you do to contribute to the happiness of the workplace? And they'll say, I'm responsible for happiness? What?
Right.
But, you know, there are companies that, like Zappos, and where that's company happiness is like the goal. It's part of their mission, vision, values.
Yeah. That's their culture. Their culture.
Yeah.
This is for those listening today. Marilyn Suttle is our guest with her new book, Color Their World. And a lot of we got to make sure we talk about this. Like, Zappos is great because the whole corporation wants to create a culture of innovation. And companies like Amazon and other companies would do well to pay attention to this, because when you have happy employees, you have higher productivity, and people want to come to work because it's exciting and they don't dread it. And I think there's been some studies. I get Forbes magazine, and there's studies if it's a happier workplace, there's less sick days and lost revenue because people are avoiding work, or they get a sniffle and say, oh, I got to take 3 days off. It could be the flu, because actually they dread work. And they use any excuse. So it would increase productivity, which would actually save the company money and have a happier whistle-while-you-work atmosphere.
Yeah, and happy doesn't mean carefree, careless.
Exactly.
Happy means engaged, and 70% of the U.S. workforce is disengaged. That's a lot of people. So it's time to infuse these kind of activities into the workplace and really help managers find ways to empower people instead of that old command and control, you must do it this way or I will fire you. That's scary.
Yeah, That's so 20th century.
Right. And it just plain doesn't work. Businesses go out of business so fast, and employees that are good do not stay in those kind of environments. They leave. They go find it because they have, they know their value. And this is another thing that when we bring in millennials, they were raised with more self-esteem and self-value, and they're not going to stay if they aren't going to be challenged, if they aren't going to be able to grow, if they aren't going to be mentored. They're gone. So happiness is a form of productivity and profits and getting really high-level employees to stay.
And yeah, and that's so needed these days because, you know, Candy Baroni, a mutual friend of ours, I think you were there at the lecture last summer in Detroit at the post boot camp at Sean DuPeron's house. And she said how attrition costs companies much more when a millennial leaves, especially after you trained them. And between training and hiring somebody and then they leave in less than 2 years, it actually costs $65,000 to $75,000 for the corporation if they have an unhappy employee or that they don't feel creatively fulfilled at their job. So it's imperative companies do things. Something simple like this is, you know, just buying a bulk of Color Their World to engage people in a different way. Because it's also engaging a different part of their personality rather than just, you know, the drone quality of going to work, chop water, carry wood, 9 to 5, punch out, go home, come back, chop water, carry wood. You know what I mean? It's the old paradigm. So now it's got to be co-creative. And I think when a company does something like that, it's going to spark the interest of the full brain of the employees, so right brain and left brain, because it's creative.
Absolutely. And then when you feel good about the work you do, you want to do it. You know, you want to be there.
Right.
It just changes the whole – it's just, you know, in a family, they say if there's a dysfunctional family, it's a family with more than one person in it.
Yeah.
And it's true with a business, too. A dysfunctional business is a business that does – you know, that doesn't really live the values, vision, and culture. And so this helps you – to tap into that and get everybody to take ownership and everybody to enjoy doing a good job and turning around difficult situations. So it's empowering.
Now, do you recommend this? We spoke a little bit about creative ways that people can use the book. Now, is this something if someone, it isn't presented to them, say, by a CEO with their corporate culture like Zappos or somebody creative like that, is that something they can buy just for themselves to do their own kind of creative homework to apply it, to look at different aspects of themselves on their own time without it being, let's say, corporately provided? Because I want people to know they can buy it for their own fulfillment. As well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's so stress relieving. It's really a form of meditation because you're coloring. The pages are not full of, you know how sometimes you get a coloring book and there's so much on the page that it's more stressful to color it because you can never finish it. It's going to take forever.
Right.
And so each page has, maybe it takes going to take you 10 to 15 minutes. So it's like a 15-minute meditation where you're just getting to play. Play with those colors, play with the way you're, and then while you're coloring, your mind can't help but finish the sentence. It's just the way our brains are wired. It's like our mind wants to finish the sentence. And
right.
So all these ideas are popping, and all these things like, oh, a time when I made a difference for a team member was, or, you know, a time when I came up with a positive solution was, and it's like, oh, look at that. I forgot I'd done that. So you start to really, by the time you're done coloring, you're feeling so good about yourself. And, you know, and for me, even for me as I'm doing it, because I've been a business owner for 20 years, I have customers, I have clients. And as I colored the pages myself, I started feeling really smart. It's like, oh, this is good.
Well, there's a side benefit. Now, is this the type of thing that, say, a parent could do with their teenagers who are just coming into the workforce now, say a millennial? Well, not so much a millennial, but maybe a Generation X who has kids that could sit down as a family and do that and have, like, a tabletop discussion and deepen the bonds of family members who choose to support their progeny this way?
Oh, man, would that ever be great? Because, you know, it's hard to have a conversation with your kid about their first job. Or, you know, you don't want to come across like you're lecturing to them. But if you're coloring together and you start the sentence as a family, you're talking about it, what a great opportunity to give them insights they might not have thought about or be surprised by what they know just from their own observations. I have to tell you, Gary, I was on a vacation, and we were at one of those rest stops, burger joints. This was a long time ago. My kids were young. And there was a manager who was yelling at his burger guy in front of everybody. Huh? And that kid just got fed up. He started swearing. He took off his outfit they have on, apron, right, threw it and started just F-bombing all the way out. And it was a little shocking, but what was even more shocking was all the kids, including one of my sons, stood up and clapped him out. Like, they were like,
oh, that's
I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah, because they've been empowered not to take it anymore, probably. That's the
There is that. There's definitely that. But the other aspect is, wow, there's no conversation to show you what a boundary is. Like, because that's something that had been built up over time. I'm sure that didn't just happen the first time. But if you as a family can talk about, here's a boundary, when a boss crosses that boundary, here's some ways you can handle it, so that there doesn't have to be the big show, the big explosion.
Right, exactly.
It's a great way to bring the conversation in. So that you don't feel, because one of the worst things I think I see is where people think they just have to stuff their emotions and just take it from these customers. And it's so not true. It's like anyone who's acting out is somebody who has a need that's not being met. That's really as simple as that. They have a need or a desire, and that desire is not being met, and they only have the maturity and emotional ability to express it the way they know how. And so if you can see their behavior as a call for help instead of an attack on you, it makes it so much easier to not get caught into the drama and to just be this calm in the storm.
The eye of a hurricane rather than the center of it.
Right, because it's not happening to you. It's happening, and you're observing it. And then you are very powerful in that you get to choose how to respond to it.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you have other best-selling books. I want our people to know about that. We have a few minutes left to talk about some of your other accolades that you have. Your best-selling book, the last one, I believe, was Who's Your Gladys?
I have Who's Your Gladys, which was published by the American Management Association, and that one was great. I was able to spend a year and a half interviewing companies from all over, from Singapore Airlines, where they spend $10 million a year on wine, to a small trucking company that simply has this wonderful way of empowering their movers. You know, you don't think of movers as professionals, but they do there, and they really empower them. And it takes skill and talent to maneuver very heavy furniture up a stairway without breaking it. So we put that book together, and it hit the bestseller list, and it was in bookstores all over the country overnight. It was translated into Chinese. So it was a big thrill. And Gladys is a humanizing way of saying you're a difficult customer, because it's not a problem you're dealing with. It's a person. So we wanted to give that person a name.
And also the good gossip that you get by handling customers, that increases business in the long run, because ultimately that challenging customer, will say, can do a lot of damage if they're creating bad gossip about you and your company. And then there's loss of business just because someone was that unhappy.
Oh, yeah. And they don't just tell their friends. They put it on social media. They write reviews.
Is that Yelp? A lot of people are horrified by Yelp, that, if I get a bad Yelp. You know what I mean?
Right. And there's tricks. You know, I was working with the spa. I actually put them in the book, too, because they found a really great way of taking the haters and turning them into fans by reaching out to them through Yelp and saying, we're so sorry, can you come back and we'll give you a free service, and you could secret shop. And then they'll give them like this 7-page thing to look at and rate them. And they're like, wow, I didn't realize how many things you guys do right. And they always change the review afterwards. So there's ways of turning around a bad review and making yourself look really, really good.
Mm, that's fantastic. So how do you like people to contact you?
Well, the best way if they're interested
in... And find
the
book as well. I mean,
The book at MarilynSubtle.com or SubtleShifts.com. If they go to type in Color Their World in Amazon, you'll see the book right there. And what's really nice is right now through the launch, we have a free download of it's an instruction guide to give you lots of different ways to use this as gifts, to use it in training, to use it in staff meetings, or if you have a networking event. There's certain pages that everybody at the table can work on together, and it's just a fun way to start a meeting.
Excellent. And, of course, Amazon.com has your Hoosier Gladys, right?
Yes, it does. Yes, and
so
our other book, Painting
Gladys.
So they can check
with you. Pardon me?
Pardon me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed your last word. My apologies.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we also have a boot camp book called Taming Gladys, and that's a busy leader's guide to creating strong customer loyalty. That's a boot camp and a book. So actually, this is my third book now.
Yeah, excellent. Yes, well, it's just fabulous to talk to you. And this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. My guest today is Marilyn Subtle, and her website is www.marilynsubtle.com. And you can do /colortheirworld. And that's going to be available. What's the official launch? Is it tomorrow?
Yes, it's
May 15th.
I feel
so blessed to do this today. That way I can splash it everywhere for you, which you certainly deserve, and I want to help you get it to bestseller status regardless.
Well, you are such a love. I so appreciate you and the work you do in this world. It changes lives, and it changes generationally lives, and it's just such an honor to be your friend.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure, totally, and it's always great to talk to you and support you. And I'm glad we had minimal technical glitches this time. So that's good news, too, except for the little drop-off there. We did great. Anyway, so this is Gary Stewart at Conscious Connection. My lovely guest has been Marilyn Subtle. Her new book is out this week. I'm going to splash it everywhere on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook as soon as we get off the phone. It processes in about 5 minutes, so I'll blast it everywhere with a direct link. They can buy it. And would you rather them buy it on Amazon? I can put the Amazon link up. Or is it better for MarilynSubtle.com, Color Their World?
If they go to Color Their World, they can get a free download of an instruction guide. But if they're getting it just for themselves, go straight to Amazon. That's fine.
Okay, I'll put both links up there. Then I'll put both links so that it's their choice. Our listeners of Conscious Connection or people that follow me on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook. Well, Marilyn, it's been great as always. Is there any final thought? We have a couple seconds left. Is there any final thought you'd like to leave with our listeners of Conscious Connection?
Yeah, I would just like to say that you make a difference. You make a difference not only for other people, because you know that, but you can make a difference for yourself, for your level of stress, for your ability to feel good in your life. You spend so much of your life at work that taking on the task of I'm going to create happiness for myself can make a world of difference.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Marilyn. It's always a pleasure and a joy. And I will email you this link so you have it to share in your networks for your big launch tomorrow. And
I will.
And I can't thank you enough. And my guest today on Conscious Connection is Marilyn Subtle with her new book coming up. And as always, till next time, namaste.